All right, welcome to the Cameo Podcast, but this is actually going to be a new feature to the Cameo Podcast. So I love Kamloops. I absolutely adore Kamloops, the people in it, the scenery, and the opportunity that that it brings. The issue is I can't meet with everyone, and that's difficult. And I do want to grow my podcast, and it is an extension of myself as Cameo, right? And I'm trying to build the community, right? And some of the people who have joined the community do not live in Kamloops. You know, that's the beauty of the internet, is you can find your online community regardless of your location, right? You can start local and you can go global. You know, this next guest to this community feature, he's a friend of Cameo Creative. His name is Cody the Clout Lord. I'm calling him right now. We got some vaporwave in the background. Should be able to hear that.
Cody, Richard.
Hey, Cody, it's Nevin here. I thought we agreed to 2 o'clock. Give me a call back if you could. Anyways, Cody, I can't believe I just recorded your voicemail. Cool beans. Okay. Well, that did not go out as planned, but hey, at least I made some interesting content that I can release this on the Nevin Webster Show, which I host on Anchor, which you can start your own podcast on Anchor for free, just using your cell phone. In fact, that is what the Kamloops Self-Advocate did, and that's what I think anyone who's been thinking about starting a podcast should do. But I'm just going to chat for a bit since I set everything up. And for some reason, this is actually the second time Cody's ghosted on me, the Clout Lord. Cody the Clout Lord. Oh, he's calling me back. Hey, Cody.
What's up, man? How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. And can you just tell me what you had for breakfast just so I can set the audio levels?
I had oatmeal.
You had oatmeal. Okay, cool. And yeah, I've been recording. I actually called you, and then you didn't pick up. This is the second time we've tried to record this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I just kind of filled in the audience because you know me, I don't really like to edit. That's not really my thing.
Sure.
So I filled in the audience that I'm expanding the Cameo Podcast because I'm in Kamloops. You are not. You're on the east coast of Canada.
Yes, sir. I'm in Halifax.
Yeah, and so you're part of the community. So I'm gonna force you to use that hashtag at some point on something.
All right.
I don't know when, but Cody, how did we meet? Where did we first interact online? Because I can't even remember.
Through the Gary V podcast, and you tagged Smack, and Smack tagged me.
Oh, I tagged Smack. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. How we got in, remember?
Right. Totally forgot. Yeah, and so how did you come up with the name Cody the Clout Lord, which is your Instagram handle?
Okay, so when I was 13, I was really into streetwear fashion. So I bought a bathing suit.
Are you using headphones right now?
What, pardon?
Are you using headphones right now?
Oh, I'll put...
Yeah, put in some headphones and try and talk into the microwave just so that we have a nice, clear audio.
Got him now.
This is all new to me. This is how I'm going to be expanding my podcast.
Yeah, true.
It's quite difficult to actually explain to people podcasting, which is very interesting because it's such a simple thing to do in all reality.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got your headphones in now?
Yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, just try to talk into the microphone on the headphones, and you can actually take the headphones like wire and just pull it tight so it stays in one place and so it doesn't flop. And that's how you get the best audio.
Oh, okay. My headphones don't have a mic.
Okay.
I can get Apple earbuds though.
Yeah, whatever works. So Cody, the audio seems to be okay right now. Explain how you got the Clout Lord handle or tag or name or why you go by it now.
Okay, so I was 13 years old. I liked fashion streetwear. So I bought a Bathing Ape t-shirt for my birthday when I turned 14. And I thought I was really cool, and I wanted to meme myself a bit. So I changed my username to Clout Lord.
Okay.
On Instagram. And then I got a lot of hate initially, but after a while, it just started to stick with people.
What do you mean by you got a lot of hate? What sort of hate were you getting?
People were like, oh, why'd you do that? Like, oh, you're so cringy, weirdo.
Totally. Okay, I get that. Yeah, I was fighting with someone today about, you know, whether or not one of my videos is advertising. Well, it's content marketing, but no, I'm not trying to sell you anything. How do you deal with the haters?
Just be really hyper-focused on yourself.
Can you repeat that for me?
Worry about what people say. Be really hyper-focused on yourself.
Okay.
Like, don't even worry about other people.
Yeah, can you just talk up as you could? But so
I'm trying to find my app later.
Yeah, I'm not cutting this out. You know that.
Yeah.
So just to fill people in, Cody is most active on Instagram. He would be considered part of this very exclusive group of Instagram people who have interesting handles, right? So some of them have, you know, handles such as Smack, which is...
Hey, Nevin. Hey. Is this better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, nice.
Cool. There we go. So what do you do online exactly, Cody? So now that you have all this clout, as you put it, explain to what is clout or what are you doing with it?
Clout is basically just power, influence.
Okay. And so where do you have power and influence online? Because I'm trying to explain the space that, you know,
True.
You occupy, and so many people are just so, what? They don't get it.
Okay, so having all these connections on Instagram, let's say you want to make a business, having all these connections that can get you to celebrities and everything,
mm-hmm.
that helps a lot, and just having this whole network is just awesome.
So what would your network kind of be worth, or how do you explain influence to someone? Or have you tried to explain it to your parents, for example?
I've never really. My parents have always been along with it. My mom's actually my photographer.
Oh, really? That's hilarious.
Yeah, she takes every photo with an iPhone SD.
Does your mom understand your posing, your models, like, or
yeah,
why
yeah.
you're spending $40 on Fiji water for a photo?
She was there with me when I did this.
Actually?
Yeah.
So you're doing all these funny things for the photos, and you've increased it, and you've got these online friends of influence, as it will.
Yeah.
What's your end game? What's your plan?
My end game is to use my network and my quote-unquote clout to be a successful businessman and just be very free my whole life, have a lot of freedom.
What sort of business do you want to occupy? What are you interested in? And actually, I guess we haven't even talked about, how old are you? You're still in high school, aren't you?
Oh, I'm 15, yeah.
Yeah. And so at 15, you are focused, hyper-focused on building your legacy. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and so where does this drive in this, like, new age, you know, love for entrepreneurship come from?
Well, I've always liked entrepreneurial things. I used to do like yard sales and sell a bunch of my stuff.
Oh, really? You were a yard seller back in the day?
Yeah, yep.
What sort of hustles are you making money on right now? Or what are you doing online to build your empire?
Well, I'm really not making much money right now, to be honest.
Yeah, is that mentality of what, work for free sort of thing?
Yeah. That's the experience is the key right now. I'm trying to get to like, know every big entrepreneur.
Who do you
any
know?
Way I can get to them.
Do you have anyone on like your iPhone iMessage right now that you're working on, anything that you can share?
Well, me and my real life friend Milan, if you're watching this, shout out to him. Me and him, we're doing a social media marketing agency.
Okay.
That's going to be in Halifax. We're going to serve restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Are you going out and making sales already?
No, we're in the process of creating it. It takes a long time.
Oh, really? What's so hard about starting like a social media agency? I've kind of done it in a way.
Branding, trademarking, getting the education.
You're trademarking stuff. Don't you think you signed?
Well, you're going to have to trademark your name.
Not really. You can just like get a business license, and then if someone basically tries to take your name and be in the same industry as you, then you have reason to go after them, unless they're realistically, dude, all you have to do is like, I just paid my business license today for 2019. I paid it delinquent, so they charged me 25 extra bucks, and I'm pissed off about that. But yeah, all I did was like register with the provincial government, and then I had to make sure I got like my GST and HST stuff, and I can do that all online in like 1 hour at like a coffee shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
So education is the hardest part.
Oh, I have no idea where to look for that stuff at first, but yeah, there's like for BC, there's like BC One Stop, and it basically walks you through everything all automated, all the way down to like paying for your business license or whatever be, right? So I'm sure they have something out like that in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, they may. I'll see.
But tell me a little bit about yourself. Where did your passion for bowling come from? Because we see some bowling pictures on your on your Instagram. Those are the only staged photos where you're not like just being silly at like a barbecue or in your tub, I've noticed.
Yeah. I mean, they're just action shots of me. But since I was four.
Since you were four. Bowling. And you, so you
I've
told
been bowling
me
for 11
you,
years.
11 years. And you told me you've done pretty well in your bowling career. And we were talking about like your newspaper articles. How many times have you been in the newspaper, the local newspaper?
I think I've been in the newspaper like four times.
Four times?
Back in New Brunswick.
Okay.
But I haven't been in here yet.
So my next question is, how can we get you in the local news next?
Well, Nationals is very good.
Nationals?
Like you get the news and the press, like the provincials or whatever.
Are you going to the Nationals?
Probably.
Okay.
I made it for the team event.
Oh, awesome.
But I have the singles event like this month or next month.
Okay. Cool. So
there's some, make that all.
There's some angles to try and get you in the newspaper, because I think like your generation often forgets how powerful local news actually is. Right? The whole idea of starting local and going global. Your generation just like wants to skip the actual local aspect, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And when it comes to like selling restaurants, you know, social media packages, it's pounding pavement. It's tough work. I look forward to hearing about it. It's going to be fun. I've done exactly what you're going to be doing, and you're going to cut your teeth pretty hard.
Send some tips out for everyone. There's definitely other people that want to do this. So send some tips out to them.
Send some tips. Well, yeah. It's the first thing is like, do you actually know how to shake your proper hand? Like, do you know how to give a proper handshake, right? You know, introduce yourself in a crowd, right? That in itself is like something I struggle with and I hate and love, and you know, you have good days and bad days, whatever it be, right? The other thing is like figuring out who's the gatekeeper, right? Who's going to get in your way from stopping you from making a sale? Because you want to make a sale directly with the decision maker, right? So you need to figure out who that decision maker is, which means you might need to do your pre-research, right?
True.
I'm a huge fan of CRMs, like customer relationship management tools. My favorite is like Streak CRM, which like integrates with Gmail. And basically lets you like write templated emails that you can automate, which there's lots of them out there. But when you couple that with, you know, strategically written copy, phoning, and then showing up in person when you know, and it might take three show ups, like three visits, especially with like samples of free work that you're giving them, like, hey, here's some free content, here's my card, call me back if you want more, that works. But Canada's a little bit behind on the times when it comes to social media, at least where I am.
Uh-huh. So it's, I noticed that too.
It's going to be a grind, right? Like India's next level.
They are.
So Cody, what business tips do you want to share as like someone who's 15 and grew up, you know, you actually probably grew up on what was the first electronic internet device you ever used?
I got a DS when I was 6.
A DS.
And then after that, I got a Wii. After that, I got an iPod, then an iPhone.
Jesus. I had a DSi, actually, in grade 9 or 10.
Wow.
Strictly so that I could have Facebook Messenger mobile super early version so I could, like, have a way of texting people because I didn't have a cell phone.
Wow.
Yeah. Weird,
eh? Life's changed.
A lot has changed. So now, now you're on cell. You have a cell phone. You don't have Facebook. You're 100% on Instagram.
I actually have LinkedIn, Snapchat, Twitter.
Oh, you're on Twitter.
But mostly Instagram. Yeah.
See, Twitter, like these engagement groups you're part of. Like, imagine throwing like someone's tweet out there, and all of a sudden having 20 retweets if it was the right content and whatnot. Like, you could basically make something go viral, I think, pretty easily.
Yeah. I'm going to try and start in that industry.
Oh, yeah? In the Twitter
industry?
For
now, I'm focused on Instagram.
Do you think you can get the guys in the engagement group that you join me in to, like, help promote your podcast through a Twitter? Like, or are they strictly like, hey, Instagram, I like you, you like me, but you never really, like, fully reshare, retweet, repost someone's work?
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
I really don't know the answer.
Because, like, I've noticed, like, hey, like my page, but I won't follow you.
Yeah.
Right? Or, yeah, hey, like my page, comment, right? It's all about engagement. It's not actually about the follow, the relationship, or anything at all. It's all about the engagement, right?
Oh, no, that's the whole point.
But totally, I get it. But on Twitter, right, if you have a hashtag, right, and you like it, and then you retweet it, right? That's three transformation points to hit a whole different network, right? And if there's, what, 20 of us, right? If we can get 20 of us use the same hashtag within 5 minutes on our own individual tweets and then happen to reshare and retweet other people's stuff, I think you could, like, you have a wide enough reach to do some actual damage. I'm quite interested to see what it could do.
Yeah, I feel like we could all be really good at Twitter.
Well, Twitter's very easy, right? Like, it's literally, like, if you guys all just, like, took the memeing that you guys do in your DM groups and moved it into the actual Twitter comments and stuff, you'd be probably amazed at, like, how far some of your stuff is going to reach. Because in Canada, the only people on Twitter in the local sense, like, let's say we want to, like, jump on, like, the Kamloops politics, right? You could literally create a trend in Kamloops through Twitter because it's all politicians and journalists who are on Twitter in Kamloops, right? Though there is lots of people on Twitter in other communities, no one uses the hashtag Kamloops hashtag, if you know what I mean, right? That's how, like, the, you know, Russia is able to influence elections and whatnot, right? There's a good podcast on that you should listen to. But you could do the same thing with Halifax or, you know, in theory, whatever niche you're interested in.
True.
But yeah, what we've chatted for almost 20 minutes, Cody. What's something else that we haven't chatted about that you'd like to talk about?
I'm trying to become an icon in a sense.
You're trying to become an icon? Do you think that's like a little, like, I'm trying to become an icon in a sense too, through my voice mostly. And, you know, being connected to you because you guys meme me a little bit helps me build that icon. How can I help you build whatever you're building?
Well, first off, this podcast is great.
Well, thank you.
It's like content without even having to make content.
Totally. Right. And in sense, you can then download the MP3 and pull out your favorite quotes from it, right? When you listen to it, and now you have 10,000 pieces of content.
Exactly.
Gary Vee, the man.
Of course.
And so, out of curiosity, I've sent you like what? I PayPal'd you $120. What have you done with it, out of curiosity?
I spent 30 of that, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah? What'd you get?
I bought a couple of Instagram shoutouts.
Okay, cool. You think we can like use some of that money to try and like promote this podcast of like me talking with you?
Yeah.
All right.
We could do that. We could buy like some ads.
All right. That's what I want you to do, right? So I've sent that to you how many months ago? I want you to figure out how to help meme us together, right? And I want to see like, I want to see our faces go on as far reaching as possible, right? I strictly believe it's better to have 20 Instagram accounts with like 5,000 followers than having one account with like all the followers. Does that make sense?
No, I disagree.
You disagree? You don't think...
Yeah.
You want to become an icon, but you don't think turning yourself into a meme that becomes part of pop culture isn't a worthwhile investment, like creating GIFs of yourself or memes or just trying to like, you know, slowly disseminate yourself into internet culture?
Oh, no, of course I agree with that. But I think I'd rather have a 100K account.
Really?
Than like 25,000 accounts.
Well, 6ix9ine blew up without even an Instagram account, right? Like, or any accounts until he dropped his single with Nicki Minaj, right? So he...
No.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like his
account... No.
Yeah.
He had Gummo before that had like 240 million views.
That wasn't on his YouTube. What are they called? Like the Lyrical Lemonades of the world, right?
Yeah.
Right? So there's all these little video producers, right? And the rap artists let the video producers, you know, put their content, you know, right, on their thing, right? So like I would rather have my face on 10 YouTube channels than one, if you know what I mean. You don't think it's like playing a lottery, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of that.
Right, so like, if we think back to, oh my gosh, I think it was Lil B, the bass god, who had like, I forget how many.
Lil B, the bass god.
What's that? Yeah.
Oh, I just remember him.
Yeah, he kind of just disappeared. Like, he was like the OG of like this new age weird world we're in, right? Of, you know, feminized, you know, he wore dresses and shit. Like he was next level, that guy.
Sounds like Young Thug. He wore a few dresses.
Yeah, it's all about like how do you get attention and hold it, right? Like, and it's very interesting as we're seeing kids do stupider and stupider things for attention. And I don't know. That's why I think I like doing things that like look low effort. You know what I mean? Like, I like using my vintage camcorder and making shitty photos. I think it's hilarious. You inspired me to do that, actually.
Really?
A lot. Yeah, I studied your Instagram for a little bit, and I got a lot of, like, my ideas or like, aesthetic from you. Because it was weird when you told me that, like, you put a lot of effort into these Instagram posts, but you look at it, and you're like, your shirt's
doesn't
wrinkly.
Really look hard.
You're in front, like, yeah, right? Like, I think the industry almost, we're tired of the polished image, right? And you've kind of proven that, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that translates when you start signing clients, right? Because I have clients who don't like the dirty, tarnished image, you know what I mean?
Of course. Well, for a personal brand versus a restaurant brand, it's different.
Absolutely. And so how do you plan on... What's your next step in your business planning? Like, what's holding you back from like signing a client tomorrow?
I think my partner has some excuses.
Do you think you should not just like run on out and just get it done?
everything's in divine order, so it's going to happen when it happens.
Oh, yeah. You're all about the divine order, the universe.
Oh, I'm very spiritual, yeah.
And vegan.
Yeah, yeah. I made that transition about 3.5 months ago.
How's it going?
It's going good. Initially, there's some struggle. Some kind of like backlash in a way.
Backlash? You mean from your haters?
From my parents.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. They can be haters
like,
too.
Oh, right. Like, why would they? Why would you do this?
Do you pay for all your own groceries?
No.
Now you just, all you did is basically up their grocery bill and made it inconvenient for them when they go grocery shopping.
I mean, they still get a bunch of vegetables anyways.
Just
a bit more fruit.
Just wait until you live on your own and you have to like, you see vegetables rot for the first time. You're like, I'm throwing out $4 into the trash right now. Just you wait.
Yeah.
It will come. You'll experience it.
Happens with spinach a lot.
Yeah, spinach is like $2.99 or $3.99 if you get the organic shit.
Yeah.
But like the buckets. But at least you can like see that like browning because of the bucket. It's worse when you actually go and grab the bag and you're about to like pull it out and you have no idea that it's gone bad. But
I mean,
anyways, yeah.
So many rumors and like misinformation. This generation is completely misinformed on everything.
My generation, your generation, or
everyone, the whole world is.
Oh, it's all about misinformation, right? Like disseminating misinformation or fake news is actually kind of a hobby in a way of mine. Not that I'm ever trying to put anything malicious out, but it's crazy how much misinformation is out there and how commonplace it is.
It's crazy.
Does your generation, like in class, have like a high bullshit like meter, or do they eat the bullshit too?
In what sense? You mean like getting angry, or
like my friend circle, the people I went to high school with, I know can like suss out what's a scam, suss out.
You mean in that sense?
Yeah, they have a high bullshit meter, right? They know when things are genuine. They know when things are, you know, forced or created or big money backed, right? You know, so and so is a, you know, industry plant. You know, does your generation is there anti-vaxxers in your class or like people who believe vaccines are bad?
Yeah, that's where most of them come from. But on that, there's people are too lenient with their trust, like their trust.
Totally.
They trust way too easily. And then they're vulnerable to being scammed.
Totally.
Like in the business community, like on Instagram, you can't trust anyone.
Can I trust you, Cody?
Yes.
How do I know that?
98% of people are not authentic.
Yeah, no, the Instagram scamming community is pretty horrible. And 93% of influencer marketing dollars went into Instagram last year, right? So we can guess that, we're going to see the organic reach turn off shortly, meaning you're going to have to learn to broaden beyond Instagram. So it's good you're learning the other platforms. And I don't know. Instagram is just like I'm investing in IGTV a little bit, I think, for a little while. We'll see. I don't know.
It's potential.
I think, yeah, it has huge potential. Like Facebook watch parties right now are like my bread and butter for like getting my name out there through Facebook groups and, you know, disseminating information that way. It's a very powerful tool, but since you're not on Facebook, you don't have access to it, which, you know, kind of sucks, but you know, cause you would have completely different Facebook groups or
I don't know if I'd be good at Facebook,
but don't you think the restaurants you go to are going to be expecting Facebook mostly, or are you just going to be trying to sell Instagram packages?
I think they mostly do Instagram.
Really? I would say
well,
no.
Well, I can do that, but I mean, like, personal brand of myself on Facebook would be hard.
Yeah, no, you don't need a Facebook page, in theory, on Facebook, right? But it is becoming increasingly more important, right? So I was able to start a little controversy, not intentionally, in a Facebook group with, you know, 7,000 local citizens of the town I live in, right? So that's very easy to game the, you know, through engagement groups or whatever be, right? If you have a professional troll group, which is what engagement groups basically are in a way, but
no.
Yes and no. It's
no, that's like a fun engagement group
I made. No, that's a fun engagement group. But engagement groups in itself, right? Like the Facebook, you know, like me, like back sort of stuff. You're basically creating an outsourced, crowdfunded troll army is what it is. It's all good.
Cody, I get what you mean.
What's that?
I get what you mean, but like, nah.
It's so like if I'm not sure, I don't think you've ever used one, but like there is like Facebook groups where it's like the DM engagement groups, right? So you can all of a sudden get 50 inauthentic comments on your post, which helps game the Facebook algorithm, which in a local sense is very easy to notice is fake and not real, but in like a global e-commerce sense, it's quite powerful. But you're essentially just, you know, paying internet trolls through sharing and stuff, and it's, I don't know, I have a lot of questions on, you know, being authentic on online. I struggle with myself.
Oh, of course. Everyone does.
Cody, what do you think, what sort of parting words do you want to kind of share? Just kind of we wrap things up, and then
I want to keep going.
You want to keep going? Do you want me to, like, throw on some, like, vaporwave? Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that very well.
Yeah, so this is how I started the podcast. I was like, Cody the Cut Lord. This is Cody the Cut Lord. In audio. What do you think? No?
Awesome.
And then I can do things like, what's up? But let's actually talk. So
why is my dog barking?
I don't know. Ask that. What kind of dog do you have?
Teddy bear Pomeranian.
Oh, little thing.
It's Bella.
So are you planning to go to college there, Cody?
No.
No. Why not?
What's happening? It's a scam.
It's a scam. Why do you think it's a scam?
Let me go into something I talk about a lot.
Sure.
So you're born into a normal family, right?
Yeah, 100% normal family.
Then you go through life. You go through your childhood. You eat like shit. You have fun. You have no care in the world. Then your parents start saving, like, money for a college fund. And you just go through life carelessly. And you get misinformed. And the government just wants you to be average your whole life so they can stay in power.
Okay. I don't disagree to some degree, but I don't think education's a scam. It gave me tools to build what I'm currently building on right now, right? So I couldn't jump into what I'm doing at 15. Sorry. What would I be? 17 going to college? Or 18? I was 18 going to college. So I've learned a lot since then. You know, it's been, 8 years? 8 years since I went to college, right? And so in those 8 years, you know, I spent 4 of them in education and finding myself. And I think that's what I think people forget education is. It's about finding yourself, and whether or not you go through like a college experience or whether you go through a different experience, how do you find yourself in who you are as a business leader, I guess.
Wow. I've never been like good at school.
No?
Particularly not. I've always been horrible at math.
What do you think you are? Like a B, C?
Maybe like a 60.
A 60%?
But that doesn't matter, because with my business and everything I'm going to do, like, it won't matter.
No. Well, D's get degrees, right? Or what is it? C's get the degrees and D's manage them or something like that? There's some sort of saying with that.
Oh.
But why? So you're committed to your business. You're launching it soon. Last time we actually chatted, you were thinking about going to the States. Is that still happening for like an internship?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to do that. My parents get in the way of everything.
Oh, they shut that down?
Well, I mean, flying from Halifax to like wherever in the world is a long journey.
Totally.
It's like, alone, they're kind of like worried.
Halifax actually has like an interesting tech community building in it right now. Are you involved in it, or do you know of any like business co-working spaces in Halifax?
Of what type of tech, like computers or?
Yeah, like software development and, you know, social engineering, not social engineering, software engineering and whatnot. Like, so in Kamloops, there's the Kamloops Innovation Center, which has like a drop-in co-working space. So it's like going to a cafe, but you don't have to buy coffee. And then you can brush shoulders, network. There's access to resources there. And there's just a whole bunch of different online entrepreneurs just hustling and building. So you should definitely look into your local innovation center or business incubator. Here, I can look it up right now.
That sounds sick.
Have you never heard of a business incubator?
No.
Jesus Christ, you got kids just live online too much.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you really need.
Is it? So there's Volta.
I mean, you can literally just get food delivered to your door.
Well, that's true. There's Volta, and there is Invacorp Enterprise Center. But Volta sounds cool. Canada's East Coast Innovation Hub. Work, learn, connect. Join a vibrant community of innovators and entrepreneurs. Right? So,
what's the location?
I don't know. They're pretty close to each other. Google says it's like Volta is like really close to the waterfront.
Oh, that's way downtown.
Yeah. And so then, Invacorp is closer to the public gardens in between Dalhousie and Volta.
Oh, that's the, east side, I think.
Yeah. It's close to George's Island. I don't know. But
it
doesn't really matter too much. The point is that there's these... Wow, there's actually a few. Like, there's, like, another innovation center but just north of Shearwater. There's quite a few places. There's, like, five places that are coming up.
Wow.
Common Good Solutions. That place sounds interesting. Your social enterprise that starts here. Yeah, so it's basically an incubator, right? It's just this idea that, like, you want to be like a DM engagement group, but in real life.
Wow.
I know. I am translating for you. You're Gen Z, aren't you?
Born in 2003.
2003, Jesus Christ. I was 92. So I'm a fair bit older.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Cody, I'm going to actually have to get going soon. So what are some parting words that you want to share? And drop your handles and give a few shout-outs.
I want people to not be average and get out of the averageness that we're met our whole life. We're taught to, like, fear everything and not go for our dreams. My motivation is when I'm 90, I don't want to look back on my life regretting things. Who gives a shit if I fail things right now? I'm 15.
Totally.
Like, if I just stay grinding this for 10, 20 years, like, I'll be really good in life.
Well, you're going to be ahead of me, if you don't get student loans. I actually just called the student loans today. And I owe him a couple $100 that I haven't paid in a couple months. So if you can avoid that, totally. You're going to be ahead of me. Where can people find you? And who do you want to shout out? Maybe name someone that I should have on the podcast in the future.
Well, my Instagram is at Cody the Cloud Lord. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Totally. It's all about the Cloud Lord.
I'm going to keep bringing out content. I'm going to try and upgrade.
Oh, yeah?
What I shoot with.
Oh, so you're talking about photo-wise? Are you going to try any video content?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try video content, too.
You know what I find very interesting? Actually, before we end this, and before you, like, spend too much time on just Instagram, is I see so many people hustle so hard on Instagram and have, like, 15, 20, 30,000 followers that are legit, and then have, like, 200 followers on YouTube. It's like, shouldn't you try and build all your platforms evenly at once? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some people don't fully understand that.
Yeah. It's very interesting because I see these kids on Instagram, right? And they're like controlling these massive networks, but they actually can't convert it to YouTube, which is how they're actually trying to make money, is through AdSense on YouTube. It's like, man, your funnel, your sales funnel or content funnel, or whatever you want to call it, is just like narrow. You're not going to make any money. And then YouTube's going to come and demonetize you or whatever it be. It's, yeah, whatever. But I'll leave it there, Cody. Thank you for chatting with me. I'm just going to let you go.
Thank you very much.
And yeah, so what I think I'll do is I'll put this on like a secondary podcast that's hidden from the regular Cameo feed, because it's going to be a few weeks till I release it. And that way you can, you know, share it with your friends and
do whatever you want.
Yeah. You know, because I know you're impatient. You messaged me randomly. Podcast. No, Cody, I'm podcast.
Yeah, I want to get this done.
Well, I called you at the agreed upon.
I was really hyped to do this.
I called you at the agreed upon time, and you weren't ready. You weren't home. And then I left and packed up all my gear and had to go to my next meeting. But anyways, we'll leave it there, Cody. I'll let you go. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much, Nevin. Stay blessed.
Cheers. All right, so that was it. That's my new feature, my new community feature, which I'm figuring out. Like, I'm having fun playing with essentially what is like a radio setup, a little bit more RFR, figuring out all the audio levels and also how to produce content in high quality so that I don't have to edit it afterwards. You know, and I have it all redundantly backed up onto my H4N, and this is going into my laptop, but I can still improve. I can still improve a lot. And I really want to work out the live streaming setup, but let me actually fill you all in as to what my actual setup is and some other things, since I have you at this point. And, you know, chances are you're going to be Cody the Cloud Lord's friends who might actually be interested in what I'm using. I got to fix a lot of it, but basically I started off with a Audio Technica 2100 microphone, which is just a USB or XLR microphone. And I bought that because I started off USB using a Skype recorder, did two episodes like that before upgrading to actually getting a field recorder, which is a Zoom H4N Pro, and getting a second mic and just doing it two mics straight into my field recorder. But recently what I picked up was a mixer, a Yamaha MG10XU. And the cool thing about this is I'm able to build on all of my equipment in layers. It's all 100% modular. So this mixer lets me mix in, you know, four XLR mics, man, I need to work on my pronunciation, four XLR mics, but also lets me bring in some audio from a computer that I'm just streaming YouTube vaporwave song right now, as well as connect a cell phone, which using a thing that I picked up at Long & McQuaid or London, no, I got it at London Drugs, it's an iRig 2. And what it lets me do is it lets me send and receive the audio from my cell phone. And since my audio mixer has an FX send thing, it allows me to actually use my cell phone as a way to live stream through my mixer. And so I can mix in music into my cell phone, which is really, really cool. And I can basically have it recorded onto a laptop and my Zoom so it's all redundant. But it allows me to do these live stream HQ pop-up style things. And I tried it with the Lost Boys. I need to figure out my settings on the actual mixer or find a studio, set it up, and not mess with it because it was too hectic trying to set it all up and then make it all work. But the cool thing is that, you know, in theory, I can just go live on my webcam, which is my cell phone, and then if someone pops up, I can invite them in and record a podcast live. I'm going to be doing a lot more of these experimental kind of audio podcasts under this community feature. Anyone who I think is part of the Cameo creative community. And, you know, it's important to me that I do bring you high quality content, and it's important that I actually bring you content that's relevant to you. But that's why I want to focus on the idea of being involved in your local community, right? And that's why I talked with Cody about, you know, about Halifax and where he lived, and you know making sure he knows that there's such thing as innovation centers or incubators, business incubators, right? Like getting involved with your local community beyond just being online. You know, this couldn't have worked out better for me as an example of what the community feature will be, because Cody says himself that he's mostly online. It's like almost 100% online, and he had no idea of these real life places that could help his business grow and help him grow, because clearly he's committed to, you know, this life of being an entrepreneur, which is super fun, super challenging. And I finally paid my business license. Long story short, I finally paid my business license plus a $25 fine. I was not happy about it. But anyways, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening on in. And if you haven't already, please consider joining the Camunity. Use that hashtag Camunity. If you feel inclined, leave me an iTunes review or subscribe. I do have a Patreon. It exists. I don't make a lot on it. It helps cover the costs of basically hosting. And until next time, this is Nevin here. Kamloops Unscripted Podcast. So unscripted, I might even talk to someone who doesn't live in Kamloops. Cheers.